Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wisconsin leads Chicago State at the half, 32-25. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Check out the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin just 38%, not quite, almost 39% for the field, 12 of 31, 3 of 16 from the arc, 5 of 6 for the foul line. The Cougars, 29% for the field, 1 of 12 from deep, 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Both teams guilty of 5 turnovers, 7-6 in points off turnovers in favor of Wisconsin. John Tanjay with 14, leading the way for the Badgers. Steven Crowell, 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. And Jalen Forrest has 8 to pace Chicago State. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 32, Chicago State 25. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Temperatures are falling and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin 32, Chicago State 25 as we get set for the second half. This is a game that has schedule makers sweating and have sleepless nights. You look at the KenPom for Chicago State. It's 360th out of 364 teams. Yeah, it's a seven-point game. So, oh no. Those kind of games. Those are the ones where, like, the Mark Vanda Wetterings of the world are as nervous as anybody in the industry, right? It happens. Sometimes you scuffle with them. And the Badgers a little sloppy in the first half. We'll see if they can straighten it out here in the next 20.
Well, exactly. And you just talk about it, but Monmouth just beat Seton Hall, who was a sub-300 in KenPom as well. So it happens. Uh-huh. But it can't happen twice in one day, can it? I mean, Mom, we can thank Monmouth for taking care of business. It can't happen twice in one day. I know. I hope I'm not.
Yeah, straight. It's Wisconsin with 3 of 16 for three in the first half. They're going to shoot 50%.
Well, but you talked about that. The majority of those threes.
Yep.
The majority of 16 of those threes, I would say, 13 of them were good threes, wide open threes.
Yep.
Yes, there was John Tanji took a bad one. I thought Jack Janicki took a bad one. So maybe those were the only two. Maybe there's a throw one more in there just to, you know, cover me as far as bad threes. But there wasn't a lot of them.
Second half underway as the Badgers move to our right. John Blackwell out front for Wisconsin, throwing to Klesman. He'll try three left side off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Noble Crawford.
Seems a little quick there, Matt.
Mm. Chicago State moving to our left in the second half. Here's Gabe Spinelli, baseline right. Now backing in on John Blackwell in the lane. Shovels it out to Troy McCoy at the left point. He's with Tanjay, turn the shot clock. Spinelli picked up by Tanjay now. Eight to shoot, little crossover. Spinelli drives the lane, scoops it up right hand. Good. Gabe Spinelli on the attack. And it's 32-27 Wisconsin, opening minutes, second half of play. Badgers had the edge in paint points in the first half, by the way, at 18-8 before that bucket from Spinelli in the lane. So make it 18-10 Wisconsin in that category. Crowell with the basketball now right of the lane. Stevie backing, and he finds Blackwell low on the left, powers it up and in. More paint points for Wisconsin.
So you're 3 of 17. What has worked? Get the ball inside.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ball inside and let that be your focus the rest of the second half. There's no way Chicago State can stop you.
34-27, Wisconsin, a minute 15 gone by second half. Spinelli outside right for Chicago State. Kicks it right corner. Noble Crawford pulls up, mid-range jumper way too long. Caught weak side by Crowell. And here comes Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Flips it to Crowell, high on the right. Crowell fires it off to Winter. He'll send it to Tanjay. Right-hand toss for Crowell. A near steal from Cameron Jernigan. 15 to shoot. Plenty of time. Here's Klesman off the high screen from Crowell. And his pass intended for Tanjay is deflected out of bounds. Boy, sloppy pass there.
Sloppy, but there's 20 seconds, and the ball hasn't touched the post one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, but sometimes you just know what you're doing well and just keep doing it.
Inbounds pass, Klesman into Winter, 8 of the shot clock. Klesman high on the left with 5 to shoot. Long three from Max is good. First three for Max today, 37-27 Wisconsin.
And a good shot, like, because he made it. That's the only reason it was a good shot.
Yeah, not a classic possession, but it turned out all right as Max drilled that long three. Here's Matthew Robinson out between the arcs, throwing to McCoy high in the right. McCoy gets a high screen from Jernigan, and he'll take the three up top. That's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. Here comes John up the left sideline of the front court, feeds Winter, rotates Tanjay, fakes the three, drives baseline right in the lane. That pass intended for Blackwell gets deflected out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. 17-24 remaining, 37-27, Wisconsin leading Chicago State.
And I would love if Steve is more vocal because he sprinted down the floor and was wide open.
Yeah, got
wide
demanded.
Open.
Just demanded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zone continues from the Cougars. Winter feeds Max right of the circle, lobbed it into Crowell, and he went up and could not secure it through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover,
thought,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, good thought process, but a tough pass. Now, Steve's got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big, just in general. If you demand the ball and you ask for it, you better catch it because that guard's not going to throw it back to you if you have a turnover.
Six turnovers for Wisconsin here today. Robinson throws to Noble Crawford at the top of the arc. Handing off to McCoy. He's with John Tanjay. Gives it up to Spinelli between the arcs. Shot clock at 10. Spinelli, left-hand hip-high dribble. Crosses over to the right side. He'll drive around Crowell. Pass knocked away on near steal. It goes out of bounds off the hands of John Tanjay. Not quite grab it, so the shot clock stays at 10. Tanjay never had possession. 5 on the shot clock for Chicago State. Spinelli, baseline left inbounds. Jernigan, mid-range J, baseline left, no good. Rebound to Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. Here comes Klesman, front court for the Badgers. Axe feeding Winter at the top. Left side for Tanja. He's open. He'll take the three. He'll make the three. That was wide open.
It was wide open, but it was wide open because Steve posted big. Yep. The weak side defender had to come in because the lob was there if they didn't come in, and because of that, that's how John got the three. And I know you're going to say it because I've been talking to Steve the whole second half, but that really was why it was set up.
No,
I'm not
right.
Just pointing it out.
At least you didn't hit me. 40-27, Wisconsin, 16-15 left in the game. Here comes Jernigan, baseline left, moving in the lane, bounces it out. Noble Crawford, right corner three, he splashed it. Crawford with five, and it's 40-30, Wisconsin, 4 minutes into the second half.
That last three is the threes you want to try to get. Something where you're getting the defense to move.
Here's Blackwell on the dribble to the left baseline, and he gets fouled in the process. Gabe Spinelli called for the foul as we have a timeout here at the under 16 mark. Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lotta Matcha Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 15:55 remaining, Wisconsin 40, Chicago State 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:55 remaining. Wisconsin 40, Chicago State 30. John Blackwell, baseline left to be inbounding. As Crowell, Tanjay, Winter, and Klesman on the floor with him. And Max has it now outside left. As Chicago State goes straight up now defensively. Klesman, top of the circle. Gives it up to Crowell, right of the wheel. A bounce for Blackwell, baseline right against Spinelli. Five on the shot clock. Blackwell backing. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Crowell finds Klesman for three, left side, off the rim and out, no good. And the rebound tipped and then pulled away by Noble Crawford. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half, 10-point lead Wisconsin. Spinelli hands off to Forrest. Back in there for the Cougars. Now Noble Crawford on the left wing. Crawford matched up with Nolan Winter. Inside feed, that's caught low and left, shot blocked inside. Jernigan had it rejected, and here comes Tanjay for Wisconsin. Tanjay up the right sideline, throwing to Nolan Winter, catching against the small guard. Low in the right, goes up, got it, and one. Oh, what a matchup there for Nolan Winter against the 6'3 Gabe Spinelli. And it's an and one for Nolan Winter as Cameron Jernigan coming in to try to help his call for the foul.
And where does that come from yet? In the paint. Again, it's a focus that Wisconsin needs to continue to do. When they get it there, there's no stopping them. 22 of the 42 have come from points in the paint.
All that starting with a Steven Crow block at the other end of the floor. Free throw good for
Nolan. I didn't want to mention that because everyone thought the love fest is starting. I didn't want to go there.
I know how you are.
But it did start there. You're right.
You and your fellow bigs. I get it. I get it.
Take care of them. No one else is.
43-30, Wisconsin. 14:45 remaining. Noble Crawford kicks it back out to Jernigan. Jernigan against Crow. A little help from Tanjay as Jernigan retreats. Gives off to Jalen Forrest. Five of the shot clock. Forrest, left-hand dribble. He kills it. Feeds Spinelli with two to shoot. With one, left of the lane. Drives to the goal. Layup, no. Rebound, Crawford. A reverse layup attempt high in the air and falls away from everybody. Now gathered by Spinelli. Spinelli cuts off the right wing. Up on the left hand. That's no good. Nolan Winter, the rebound for Wisconsin. 14:15 remaining, 43-30, the Badgers. Here's Tanjay, left-hand dribble off the right wing. Stops inside the left elbow, feeds Winter, whips it inside to Crow. Stevie, right block, backing on Jernigan, turns up, and off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound tipped off the Crow to Blackwell, feeds Klesman. Max dribbles off the left wing to the rim, layup, no good. Jernigan, the rebound for Chicago State. He's pushing, Tanjay back for Wisconsin. Left side whip for Robinson, tries a three in the wing, no good. And the rebound, they'll get basket interference as Jernigan hanging on the rim as the ball was going through.
It was 100%. Yeah.
The coach Scott Spinelli was trying.
What he was doing. No, he was.
That's not happening.
That was all. He grabbed the rim and the ball went in. And the definition of offense.
Yeah, even I could have called that one live.
Yes.
By the way, Scott Spinelli, the head coach, was assistant at for a number of years for Mark Turgeon at Maryland, Texas A&M, Wichita State. Badgers over the press with a long pass for Tanjay. That pass incomplete, out of bounds.
Yep.
Turnover
in
Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mean to say that aloud. What are they doing? But I did. And as soon as I said that, I looked at Coach Guard, and he had to sum up about as fast as he could for Max Klesman. Max, come sit next to me.
Yep.
Oh.
Jack,
I've lived that too many times. Yep. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
you've lived that.
I've seen it.
I got you. Sunderland finding C.J. Delancey. He's in the lane. Got cut off by Winter. Pass knocked away by Janicki. Gets into the hands of Forrest. Eight on the shot clock. Matthew Robinson out high. Robinson drives the lane. Running left-hander. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound Sunderland. Getting tied up by Janicki. And they're going to get a foul called here. And this will go against Janicki of Wisconsin.
And now you need to match Chicago State's energy. And that's the part where this team can go from being really, really good to great.
Because
it shouldn't matter who's in front of you. You shouldn't have to match a team.
43-30, Wisconsin with 13:10 remaining. Jalen Forrest bobbled it, got it back, retreats to the wing, gives off to Robinson. Sends it back to Forrest. There's a little space for him against Nolan Winter. Back out to Robinson. They'll try Forrest again. Dribbles off the wing. Spinning. Right of the lane. Turnaround shot. No good. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Tanjay being dogged by Robinson. And the foul is called. Again, to go back to that energy there. Is there's just a reckless abandon kind of being played here by Chicago State.
We've talked before the game, Matt, about games like this. What's the benefit? Everyone wants to talk about the negative. They're low on kept. But the positive of it is, hey, like, you've got to learn to play against whoever's in front of you. It doesn't matter, because in the Big Ten, you're going to play one of the lower Big Ten teams, and you're going to come in and think you can have it, you know, not play as hard or just human nature. Then all of a sudden, you could lose that game. You can't. You have to learn to play hard all the time.
John Tanjay outside left, bouncing to Carter Gilmore. Gilmore moving in on Spinelli, whips it to Winter. He'll try a three straight away. Yes, sir. Nolan Winter for three, 46-30, Wisconsin with 12:25 remaining. About time a big made a three here today. Just saying.
I know.
Here's Sunderland on the right side.
I don't know if I can consider Nolan a big, though. You know, I mean, we know how good he shoots it. I don't want your arm to be that sore.
He's 6'11".
All right, and I'm going to claim him. That's fine. You said watch out.
Got my pads. With the ball is Forrest, the left side with three to shoot, with two. Forrest driving and throws up a wild one, no good. Rebound Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. Forrest out there just getting after it after getting hurt in the first half. Presses on. Badgers break it. Here's Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound knocked around, gathered by Gabe Spinelli. Spinelli finds Sunderland. Steps into a three on the left side. Off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Janicki. 11:33 to play. 46-30 Wisconsin. And a whistle as, well, Nolan Winter goes to the floor there. And now Kamari McGee getting into Troy McCoy. McCoy sent Winter to the floor. Winter's jawing. Kamari McGee wants to take on the world right now as everybody gets separated and the officials will have some stuff here to sort out.
Yeah, McCoy threw him to the ground and then, yeah, I mean, it's officials will clear it all up.
Greg Gard getting his 2 cents worth in as the Kelly Pfeiffer-led crew will go over and take a look at the replay. And while they do that, we'll have a commercial break with 11:30 remaining. 46-30, Wisconsin leads Chicago State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. Dog toy 3-packs are $11.99 each. 42-ounce Ultimate Snack Tins are just $9.99 each. Plus, save $40 on a wine opener gift set, now just $19.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 46, Chicago State 30. The officials continuing to look at the monitor is Troy McCoy, the 6'5 freshman out of Windsor, Connecticut. He sent Nolan Winter to the floor there. I would think this is flagrant one material.
I really think this,
They're looking at it a while, though, so sometimes you're wondering if they're thinking of the old red card, the old flagrant two. Not sure.
We have a common foul on number one, followed by a dead ball contact technical on number one, Chicago State. We also have offsetting technical fouls, number 20, Chicago State, number 4, Wisconsin. We will shoot 2 dead ball contact technicals.
So there you have it, the voice of Kelly Pfeiffer.
That's been a nice addition.
It is, yeah.
It really has been.
When
it actually works.
When it works.
You can hear it,
yes.
But it's been one of those nice additions to the game as far as coverage-wise goes. But so many times you're on a call, you stand up, you try to hear exactly what it is from the official. Or you're trying to figure out what the call
the
is.
Take off the headphones. And then when they even come over to us radio guys, say, you guys catch that? It's very rare.
It's
the pool of Brian Butch is what it is.
That's it. Nobody, trust me. I wish there was a pool of Brian Butch. I wish.
So the freshman McCoy gets the personal and then the technical top of that. And now Mike Mankey making the announcement to the paying public here.
Yeah, and I get the double technical there because you just want to calm things down. It's a 16-point game. You know this is... You don't want to lose control of what this game is.
No, you got it.
And that's why the double technical is called. And yeah.
And then we'll see how tight the whistle is here for the next several minutes.
Correct.
He's just trying to like, okay, fellas.
Now that
you had your fun.
Said,
let's settle down.
That being said, McCoy is out, so that's one thing that's going to defuse that quickly as well.
John Tanjay with a rare miss at the free throw line. He has 17 points today and is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. That's only the fourth miss at the line he's had this season. The second technical in the air, and that's good. So it's 47-30, Wisconsin with 11 and a half minutes remaining, and Badgers will inbounding here as Kamari McGee will send it inbounds. So here we go. Kamari ready to throw it in as we're ready to resume play. McGee baseline right. Looking, still looking into Carter Gilmore, right corner. Gives it up to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay against Spinelli, dribbles around him. Feeds Winter down the lane. Two hands, slam dunk, Nolan Winter. That's how you respond.
Well, that's how you respond, but John Tanjay with the drive. And
yes, sir.
Great vision to see Nolan cutting to the front of the rim.
49-30, Wisconsin with 11-10 remaining. Spinelli outside right. Working against Kamari McGee at the top of the circle. Hands off to Forrest. Forrest against McGee now. Runs it up in the lane. Good off the glass. Jalen Forrest has 10. 49-32, Wisconsin, 10:52 remaining. McGee throwing to Gilmore. Feeds Tanjay on the left side. He's fouled out on the floor by Noble Crawford. That'll be his third. And there could be a lot of free throws coming up here as the Badgers into the bonus. 1-1 coming up for Tanjay with 10:48 remaining.
That's something Wisconsin's done all year really well, is get to that bonus early. And they always have.
Yeah.
But this year especially. It's one of the reasons they're 7-0, right?
A rare season where they don't get to the line a lot. That was an issue a couple of years ago. 1-1 for Tanjay is good.
And capitalize on it a couple of years.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was an issue a couple of years ago, yes.
And a big jump in the free throw percentage last year from the year prior. 50-32, Wisconsin, 10:48 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay on the way, and it's straight through. Badgers 9 of 11 at the foul line today. 51-32, Wisconsin, 10:45 to play. Gabe Spinelli up the floor for Chicago State. Moving to our left in the second half. Hands off to Jalen Forrest. They weave it to Sunderland now. Right of the lane, picked up by Jack Janicki. Backing is Sunderland in the paint. Throws up a tough lefty shot. No good. Janicki the rebound. Work from Jack Janicki on the defensive end. He takes it up the middle of the front court, throwing to Winter. Rotates to McGee on the left side. Kamari shovels it back to Winter. Nolan left of the lane. Backing is Winter against Jernigan. Still backing. Single coverage. Turns low on the left. Goes up. Got fouled. Winter will shoot two as Jernigan picks up his fourth foul. Nolan Winter got a little agitated there. I like agitated Nolan Winter.
I do too, and I like the footwork on top of it.
Yes.
So sometimes when you get frustrated and you get, then all of a sudden it leads to a trap because you don't have your feet under control. Not only did he deal with the contact, his footwork was fantastic to be able to, you know, make a really good move.
First free throw is good for Winter.
Gotta love his development.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just, last year there was times when you're like, why are you playing him so much, Greg? Like, but that's how you learn.
Exactly.
Greg knew exactly what he was doing. And, you know, there's some games that he was really good last year, some games that he struggled. But you got to fight through that struggles to then have, you know, be able to build upon it just like he is now.
Second free throw, good. Continuing to get stronger. That will be a process that he will continue to work very hard on with Jim Snyder. 53-32, Wisconsin with 10:05 remaining. Jalen Forrest against John Tanjay. A bounce over to Sunderland as they get back to the weave. Crawford top of the circle. Takes the dribble right of the lane. A bump going down Janicki. They'll play on. Forrest, right wing, kicks it right side for Crawford. Sidesteps. Now a three in the air is good. And more bodies on the floor. Kamari McGee and Jalen Forrest down to the floor.
I think they're going to get Kamari on this foul.
As a three is good for Noble Crawford. As they will get Kamari. He's tangled up in the lane there. And that's the second on McGee. Sergeant John Blackwell back in the game for Kamari. 9:48 remaining, 53-35 Wisconsin. So the possession will continue. Crawford hit the three. Now they get the ball. Baseline right, Crawford will be inbounding. He looks and throws it to Sunderland. Gets it back to Crawford, hangs in the air. Knocked away, Janicki. Yes, sir. Good work by Jack Janicki as Crawford was thinking, let's do it again. And it turns into a turnover for Chicago State. Here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Now Jack Janicki on the right side. Janicki takes it out high, throwing to Gilmore. Rotates to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay goes off the wing, out the left elbow. Feeds Winter, top of the arc. Back to Tanjay. John baseline left, and he gets fouled. Tanjay back to the free throw line as he flipped it up and in. Had a lot of English there, but well after the whistle. Saxby Sunderland gets his third foul.
You're right. There was a lot of English as well.
Going to see Xavier Amos and Stephen Crowell here momentarily. Tanjay with 20 points.
Has it been a quiet 20 for him?
Kind of, yeah.
It feels like it to me.
Yeah.
5 of 12, 3 of 6 from 3, 7 of 8. I guess when you get, not to say his 40-point game was a little quiet, but, I mean, half those came from the free throw line.
Yeah,
it's a different.
It's the first free throw. I was asking Greg Gard earlier this week. I said, not the point total, but what's jumped out to you about, just being around John Tanjay and coaching him? He said, he's come in, he's a sixth-year guy. He doesn't think he has all the answers.
Yeah,
very willing to learn, he wants to be coached. And, you don't take that for granted. Both free throws are good. And the Badgers lead 55-35. There's a maturity with John. He's 23 years old, so, we get that, sixth-year guy. But sometimes you go in thinking, I've been around a little bit. I think I know everything about this and that. Greg's saying that's not the case with him. He wants to learn, and he's really adapted well to this team, to say the least.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the willingness to be coached. We're losing that a little bit.
Yeah. Here's Spinelli. On the right wing now, the guard against the big, Stephen Crowell. Here we go, Spinelli working on him, driving through the lane, runs it out, Greg Spake, and he stepped on the sideline. Turnover,
yeah.
Chicago
State.
Yeah,
you know how that happened.
Yeah.
You know how that happened. The big fella guarded, and the guard got too deep, and the kick out for the turnover. That's better than a three-pointer.
Yeah, of course it is. 2-2-1 three-quarter press that the Badgers break relatively quickly. Tanjay dribbles off the left wing. Badgers up 20 with 8:50 remaining. John Blackwell high on the left. High screen Xavier Amos. A throw to X. Now gets the crowd. Rotates Tanjay. 8 to shoot. John with a bounce for Crowell. Low on the right. Gets doubled. Threads a pass into Janicki. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Xavier Amos will. Goes up. No good. Rebound tip, fighting for it, and Forrest saved it right the crowd. Now to Amos for three, right side off the rim, no good. Spinelli the rebound. He'll bust it up the floor for Chicago State. Kicks it right side to Sunderland. Finds Spade. He'll launch a three on the right side. Good. Greg Spade with a triple. Timeout. Chicago State with 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play. This will be a full timeouts. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 8 minutes, 18 seconds to play. Wisconsin 55, Chicago State 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mata Matt for Brew Pub, Lots of Mata Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lots of Mata Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks, and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 8 minutes, 18 seconds remaining here in Madison. Wisconsin 55, Chicago State 38. Cougars shooting just 28% for the game. Badgers briefly led by as many as 21.
You look at just the overall flow of the game, the second half. Offensively, what's been a big change is they haven't operated with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Even though there's been a press, Wisconsin's attacked that. When Chicago State hasn't pressed, they've gotten to it and their flow a little bit better.
Cougars will put the press back on. 2-2-1 variety as Xavier Amos will throw it into John Blackwell. Blackwell, bring it up the floor, right side, loops it across half court to Amos, left of the lane, bounces to Crowell, back out to Xavier, gives to Klesman, a quick pass to Blackwell. And the Badgers go into the offense. Klesman, outside left, whips it to Crowell, right of the circle, he'll give it up to Jack Janicki. Dribbles to the top of the key, thought about it, turned it down, finds Amos, back out to Janicki. Kicks it back to Amos. He'll try a three straight away. Yes, sir.
Ball's moving on.
Yes, sir.
Right, like it's popping back and forth, and all of a sudden it results into a wide-open look there for Xavier.
58-38, Wisconsin with 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Gabe Spinelli gets a high screen from Delancey. Spinelli right of the lane in the key, and he threw it away. Robinson up top, picked off by Blackwell. Blackwell pushing up the floor. Knocked away, got it back. Low on the right, goes up, missed the chippy. Janicki the rebound, feeds Klesman, finds Janicki for three. Left corner, book it. There you go.
Pace.
Right, yes, sir.
They're just playing a little bit better together. Playing a little bit faster together.
And in a
Robinson
timeout.
Jr. With a limp here. Injured player.
Stop play. Favoring that right leg a little bit is Matthew Robinson. And we'll have the other eight media timeouts. 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Wisconsin 61, Chicago State 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7 minutes, 13 seconds to play. Wisconsin 61, Chicago State 38. Badgers have outscored the Cougars here in the second half, 29-13. You got Klesman, Blackwell, Crowell, Janicki, and Amos on the floor for Wisconsin. Rick Spade high on the right, throwing to Sunderland between the arcs. He'll flip it to Spade. He'll let it fly for three right in the circle off the rim. One and out for the Cougars as Blackwell gets the rebound for the Badgers. Blackwell left side of the front court. Going to Amos, feeds Klesman high on the right. Max with a left-hand toss for Crowell, left of the circle. Hands it to Amos, or to Blackwell, I should say, on the left wing. Crowell trying to get the post. They'll go cross-court. Janicki, eight to shoot. Klesman high on the right. Max puts it on the deck. Knocked away. Got a back right block. Finds the open man, Blackwell, for three. Left side. Back rim, no good. Crowell, the offensive rebound. He'll turn it out to Amos. Feeds Klesman high on the left. Going to Janicki. Open three. Left pocket. Back rim, no good. Rebound. Gabe Spinelli going up and grabbing it. Spinelli pushing it up the floor. Feeds Spade on the left wing. Pulls up. 15-footer. Good. Spade has eight, 61-40, Wisconsin. Press back on, 2-2-1, three-quarters look from Chicago State, 6:08 remaining. Blackwell looped it over half court for Klesman. Off the left wing, Max in the lane, pivots, gets it out of there to Amos. He'll take the three, and that's good.
That's great. If Xavier Amos can start kind of giving some more pop off that bench to this Badger team. Because at some point, he's going to need to do that during a Big Ten game to help him win a game.
64-40, Wisconsin with 5:42 remaining. Spinelli, right-hand dribble, top of the circle. Works to the free throw line. Backing on Janicki, turns up and in with a right hand. Gabe Spinelli. He has six. 64-42, Wisconsin. Blackwell had knocked away from behind. Got it back. Little spin move from Blackwell. Maintaining the dribble. We're going to see Daniel Freetag coming in momentarily for Wisconsin. With the ball is Janicki on the right side. Janicki bounces to Crowell, right of the lane. Backing to the block. Crowell still backing. Shakes, goes up left hand, no good. And the rebound fought for, gathered by Spinelli with 5 minutes to play. 64-42, Wisconsin. Gabe Spinelli at the top of the circle, throwing to Spade, right side, why not? Takes a three, missed it. Amos the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:50 remaining, 64-42 the Badgers. And now Blackwell gets fouled in the backcourt by Sunderland. He's trying to get into Blackwell there, and that's number four on Saxby Sunderland. So we're about to see Daniel Freetag. He'll be appearing in his fifth game, the freshman out of Bloomington, Minnesota.
We've talked a lot during non-conference play. Every minute, every second matters for a young player.
Yeah.
This is 4 minutes and 48 seconds that Freetag has in front of him to kind of continue to build confidence in himself, build confidence with the coaching staff, and grow and develop. And you got to take advantage of every minute that you get a chance to be on that floor.
Blackwell hits the first free throw. Troy McCoy coming back in for Chicago State. Noble Crawford, Jernigan as well.
And don't think that great guard doesn't realize that as well. As he's sitting there coaching him up before he goes in the game.
Yeah. Good opportunity here for Freetag. He'll let Blackwell get this second free throw. Good on the first and good on the second. So now John will come out. Free tag is in. 66-42 Wisconsin. So it's free tag, Klesmet, Janicki, Amos, and Stephen Crow. Matthew Robinson Jr. to the front court for Chicago State. Amos will pick him up. And a step back three on the way, and that's short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And a little collision there. Klesmet and McCoy, they're all right. Max even making sure. It'll be Wisconsin ball as it went off of McCoy. And here's free tag. The backcourt heat he's facing, throwing to Klesmet. Sends it back to free tag. Moves to the middle, throwing to Max across half court. 4.5 minutes remaining, 66-42 Wisconsin. Klesmet high on the left, throwing to Crow at the top of the circle. Flips to Freetag. Freetag off the right wing in the lane. And that floater got rejected, and badly so. Here's Crawford on the push. He'll find Jernigan low on the left. Slam dunk. Cameron Jernigan, he has four. 66-44 Wisconsin, 4:07 remaining. Freetag across half court to Xavier Amos. Drives off the left wing in the lane. Up right hand, good. Amos attacking, 68-44 Wisconsin. 3:55 to play. Jalen Forrest to the front court for the Chicago State Cougars. Handing off to McCoy. Right hand toss, Noble Crawford. Refeeds McCoy, covered up by Janicki. McCoy off the screen from Jernigan. Three shot left corner is good. Troy McCoy's first points today. 68-47 Wisconsin, 3:33 to play. Press remains on as they back up a little bit on it as Klesmet will dribble it across half court. 3:25 remaining, 68-47 Wisconsin. Klesmet around a Crow screen. Left-hand dribble, throwing to free tag on the right side. Bounces to Crow. Steven right of the lane, backing on Jernigan. Backing right block, turns left shoulder, up right hand, off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound Troy McCoy of Chicago State. 3:08 to play, 21-point lead Wisconsin. McCoy gives off to Robinson, feeds Jalen Forrest to the left point, hands it back to Robinson, left of the circle. He'll give it up to Jernigan, left corner. Cameron Jernigan. Baseline left against Freetag. Bounces right side on it for Robinson. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin at the under four media timeout. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Wisconsin 68, Chicago State 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Yeah, John Tanjay's show is continuing, Brian, and it, you know, the 22 points, but the John Tanjay show takes place in a lot of cases at the foul line. Really good there again today at 9 out of 10.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, but for me, it was the tone that he set, and being a sixth-year senior should, but the tone he set early in the game, hit two threes, got Wisconsin off to a good start, and then we kind of saw this roller coaster ride a little bit in the first half, and finally the second half, you kind of got used to seeing this Wisconsin basketball do what they've done all year long so far. But I thought the Tony started early in this game was very important.
Badgers in the second half, 6 out of 11 from the three-point line. It was 32-25 Wisconsin at the half. Marcus Ilver on the floor now for Wisconsin. Ricardo Greppi as well. Some valuable minutes here late in the game. 2:50 left in it. 68-47 Wisconsin. Jack Janicki bringing up the floor. Got away from Noble Crawford. Hits the brakes right of the circle. Pivots and a throw to Greppi. It gets their left elbow. Finds Freetag right corner. Freetag will bring it back out high. 13 on the shot clock. Freetag throwing to Amos. Rotates Janicki on the left wing. Janicki with 8 to shoot. Goes into Amos, backing left lane line. One pump goes up right hand, short, no good. Rebound, Ricardo Greppi goes up. No, he's fouled. And Ricardo Greppi, the freshman from Italy, will go to the free throw line. Another big doing a little know, work there, Brian. Say, I know. You got that look. 6'10", listed at 255.
The exciting part is the growth and development that you can see throughout a year with Greppi. Just slowly, even from, I mean, he got here late August.
Yeah.
How much do you learn? How much do you grow? How much do you develop? And you can do a lot of that in practice. And now all of a sudden you can have a little bit of translation in games and just kind of chip away at things.
Just got his first collegiate point, hitting the first free throw. One more coming. 69-47 Wisconsin. Second free throw is good for Ricardo Greppi, and it's now 70-47 Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. Jalen Forrest up the floor for Chicago State as we play this one out at the Kohl Center. Forrest out high. Looks off a high screen from Dalis Cox, who's in for the first time today. Now McCoy, left of the lane, little Euro step, throws it up, got it. It counts and a foul. Troy McCoy with 5.
And the Wisconsin foul was on Jack Janicki.
Jack Janicki has picked up his second foul with exactly 2 minutes remaining.
This isn't always going to be a pretty film session.
No.
But this is one where Greg and staff, you sit back and you evaluate, okay, how picky do we want to be? Knowing that there was going to be some lapses. You just knew that going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you look at the stretch that you got coming up. And then that's the other thing.
Yeah,
right?
It picks up big.
Dramatically.
Free throw is good. 70-50 Wisconsin, a minute 55 to play. There's Janicki. Goes over a double team. Amos will let it fly for 3, and that missed badly. Rebound gathered by Chicago State. Joe Spinelli is the head coach with a couple of his sons on the roster. Joe, a transfer from Wofford. And he has a ball right now. He'll let it go for 3, and it's good. Joe Spinelli for 3. 70-53, Wisconsin. A minute 27 remaining. Janicki splits a double team. Throws it out to Marcus Hilver. He'll try a 3 left corner off the left side iron. No good. Freetag flying in there for the offensive rebound. Throws it out to Marcus. Thought about it. Turned it down. Now Hilver gets it back for Janicki. Drives the lane. Wanted the dunk. Knocked away. Greppi throws it up. No, but a foul. And it's 2nd and 5 with a minute down 5 yards to go. Yeesh.
That could have been pretty bad.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah. Ricardo Greppi going to the free throw line. Or he just made a couple of free throws a moment ago. 1:11 to play. Free throw. Yes, sir. Cameron Hunter will be coming in for Wisconsin and for Jack Janicki. It's good to see Cam back out there. He didn't make the trip. He was battling illness in a good stretch of these opening weeks of the season. Second free throw too long. Rebound to McCoy of Chicago State. 71-53 Wisconsin with 1:05 remaining. Boy throwing to Joe Spinelli. Feeds Greg Spate here in the final minute. Out to Joe Spinelli on the right side. Little brother Gabe gets a lot of minutes for the Chicago State team. Free tag with a steal on the right wing. And the freshman brings it up to the front court for Wisconsin. Free tag throwing to Ilver. He'll launch a 3 right corner. Good. Marcus Ilver for 3. 74-53 Wisconsin. 40 seconds to play. Troy McCoy to the front court against Freetag. McCoy going to work. Gets by free tag, and then Daniel is called for the foul there. A little lesson for the freshman. That'll be the first on Daniel. And number six, I believe, on Wisconsin. Now Jack Robinson will come in. Chris Hodges and Isaac Gard all will check in for the final half minute. And Isaac Gard. Mentioned the head coach told, you know, the film session may not be pretty, but the record is it's about to go to 8-0 as Michigan will come to town on Tuesday night. Here's McCoy for three, right side, around the rim and out, no good. Isaac Gard the rebound. 23 seconds to play. Shot clock is dark. Down to 20 seconds remaining, 74-53 Wisconsin. Crowd wants Isaac to let it fly, but Isaac wasn't born last night.
Correct. Nobody will be letting this thing fly.
Coach Dad hands on hip saying, yeah, we'll just dribble this out. Down to the final few seconds as the Badgers will improve to 8-0. It's over at the Kohl Center.
Overall, you did what you needed to do. You won the game. Better second half. There's some things that you can learn from if you're the coaching staff. The areas that you feel need to improve, you have some film of that. There's some areas that have showed up in this game that aren't normal. So you don't need to show those because they're not normally there.
Right.
In a game like this, there's some hiccups that come up that you're like, do we really get backdoored that much?
Uh-huh.
The answer to that is no. You don't need to show those. The things that keep showing up now through eight games, show those from this, and then get ready for the slate that's ahead of you.
Now it gets good. Now it gets real good. Michigan rolling into town on Tuesday night. Badgers playing Marquette in Milwaukee on Saturday. Business about to ramp up once again. Final score this afternoon, Wisconsin 74, Chicago State 53. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
This is the Badgers Postgame Show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers as Greg Gard's team improves to 8-0. with a 74-53 victory against Chicago State. John Tanjay with 22 points leading the way. Nolan Winter with 12. Steven Crow, pretty good line. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 5 dimes in this game for Stevie today. The only double-digit scorer for Chicago State was Jalen Forrest. He ended up with 10. Just 39% shooting for the Badgers, but 18 of 21 at the free throw line. I mean, they played a team that is, you know, it's one of the handful of worst in college basketball, as we can't sugarcoat that. But, you know, the Badgers on a day, they didn't shoot the ball well. They didn't play particularly crisp. They're still scoring 74 points, which is a season low. They're, yeah, you know, they're 79 plus each of the first seven. So, they check the box you need to check the most. They won the game. Yeah, they could fix all the other things.
Absolutely. They check the box. And I think most importantly, more than anything, is, like, you're on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Games that can get away from you, this is a game. After Thanksgiving, that now you've got a couple big games coming against, you know, Big Ten and Marquette, you know, two Big Ten teams and Marquette. Like, you've seen everybody else play. You've been sitting for a while. Like, you just need to get it and get this one out of your system. And that's exactly what this was.
Well, you figured now there's going to be energy in the building in the coming days with Michigan coming in here Tuesday. Obviously, the game at Marquette. They go to Illinois 3 days later. And then the game in Indianapolis against Butler. So this is, props to the fans out here today. But we all know there are certain games that just generate more juice.
A little buzz, exactly. But yeah, no question.
Certainly saw it against Arizona a couple of weeks ago, and I would anticipate we'll see it Tuesday night against Michigan as Big Ten game number one now upon us. Wisconsin wins here this afternoon, 74-53. Before we move on, let's play.